So the Ram Mitzvah say shall tell us up Nisim Vosh Nasal was in Mitzrayim Balel Chamisha Asa. Perek Shvi Yalach Alef. Shenem HaZochos HaYom HaZeh Sheitzos Mitzrayim Kamar Shenem HaZochos Yom HaShabbos. So the Achronim have a hard time finding where the Rambam dug up his own equation. I mean his own Gzer Shava. But we'll come back to that. But then he goes on. He says, "Minayin shav lel chamishasa tamalam v'gat levincha v'yamaru lemar." So we assume he goes like the Balagada, Yochum abod yom, right? So the Balagada. So Balagada goes. He says that the Yochum arshchadish tamalam v'yamaru v'yamaru Yochum abod yom. So the question is, how could v'yamaru be mebod yom? V'gat levincha v'yamaru has to be on that day. Mebod yom is not v'yamaru. It's not Chamisha Asar. So I could take the liberty of saying Mibod Yom. So some want to say it means Taisvis Yantav. But that's a hard shot. I mean, not everybody holds from Taisvis Yantav. Midaraisa. And the Rambam is difficult because the Rambam says Zochas Yom HaShabbos. And definitely you can't make Kiddush Friday afternoon. So what's his Hava Mina to say? Minayin Shebaleil Chamisha Asar. We're assuming that he means not as opposed to the Yom Chamesh Asar, but as opposed to like the Balagoda says, Mebod Yom. Okay? And the Sefer Mitzvah says the same way. So the old question is, how is it possible that it says by Yom Ahu and you're telling me Mebod Yom is good? Doesn't make any sense. So that's no problem because Yochum Rosh Chodesh Tamalam by Yom Ahu. So that's a Havamina. Have a Havamina Rosh Chodesh, right? Because that's ready to Zman, that's when the Zman of the Yom Chamesh Asar is Kavua. So maybe you think you could do it as long as it's a part, it's coming up in the month, it's Kavua in the month. So that's just a Havmina. So, but Tamalam Bayamahu, now you have a limit of Bayamahu. So now how can you say Bayam? And he says Bayamahu, you have to, literally, it means on that day. Right? That was our question. So the question from the Rambam himself. Yeah, because it says Zohar, he says just like it says Zohar Yom HaShabbos. He says he has an equation Zohar Yom HaShabbos. So Zohar Yom HaShabbos can't be Mibad Yom, can't make Kiddush Friday afternoon. So it should be that should be enough to teach you that. So in the Rambam you have another kasha, but in the Balagada you have a different kasha. Tamalam Bayamu, Ibayamu Yachum Mibad Yom. How is it possible? So I wanted to answer both questions because if you notice, the Rambam says Zochas Yom HaShabbos, but he leaves out Lakacho. And in Perikov Test in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says that what is the Kiddush? So he says the Rambam says the Kiddush is that Lakacho Yom HaShabbos Vamos Shnei Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lakacho. There he has Lakacho. Klam Zochreir Zochiras Shevach LeKiddush. So Shevach LeKiddush. So he said Kiddush is the Kiddush Hayom. That can only be on Leil Shabbos. Leil Shvi. Okay? But Leil Shvi, Yom Shvi. But Shevach could be any time. Because there's a Kiyum to be Mishabeach the Yom. And the Kiyum in Shevach means that you should always be aware of the day, like the Ramban says in the Chumash. That the every day, Mechad Shevachal, Shabbosachal. Like the Ramban expounds on that. And then the... And the Aseres Dibur, because it says Zohar, it doesn't say Zohar. Zohar. Zohar means you should always be aware. So in Kiddush, there's two Kiyumim. There's a Kiyum of Kiddush, Divrei Kiddush, to Mekadosh the Yom. But there's another Kiyum of making the day important in general. Making the day important in general. So therefore, when the Rambam over here is very careful, he says, "Kamo shenema zochas yom haShabbos," but it doesn't say lakacho. So he omitted the lakacho, because lakacho would only be on that day itself. But the zochar could be to make the day important. That could be any day. So therefore, zochar sayom hazeh, there's no divrei kiddush over here. It's only divrei shevach. So since it's only divrei shevach, so it could be on any day. The whole halacha is to make this day famous, make this day well known. So therefore, you don't know on what day you're supposed to make that day well known. So that's what the Baal HaGadah says, Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Because as soon as you have Rosh Chodesh, the day comes into existence on the calendar. It's in existence. As somebody very well mentioned, that's why the first Mitzvah Chodesh Zolochem, to create the Yom Tetzvot. To create the Yom Tetzvot, bring it into existence first. But the thing is, what we wanted to say was, so that answers the Rambam. That would explain the Rambam. But the Baal HaGadah, you have to explain a little differently, because the Baal HaGadah has Bayom Ahu, and yet he still has a Havamina that it should be Mibo Yom. Okay? Because the Ram doesn't have such a Havamina. The Ram's Havamina is just that, how do you know it's Bilel Chamisha Asar? After Zohar. So then he has the Bayom Ahu and Beshur Shish Matsumar Menachem Lefanecha together. So you don't have so the Ram can answer the way we answer. You don't know when the Zohar could be any time, because it's just to make the day famous. It doesn't say when. So that's why you need the other Pasuk, Beshur Shish Matsumar Menachem Lefanecha. You can only do it at that time. But according to the Baal HaGadah, it's a little bit more difficult, because he has the Pasuk Bayom Ahu and he still insists that maybe it's Mibod Yom. So therefore we said that since the halakha is to make the day famous, so the Bayom Ahu means once the Bayom Ahu comes before you. So it doesn't have to be on that day. Bayom Ahu means when that day is real. So Mibod Yom, the day already is real, because of Korban Pesach, Efter Chatzos. So Mibod Yom, the day already has halacha that ties, that relates itself to the Bayom Ahu. So the Bayom Ahu is a real existence. So it's not just because it has to be Bayom Ahu. Bayom Ahu means on that day, on when the day is real. Because it's not Divrei Kiddush. If Divrei Kiddush, you have to be Bayom Ahu on the day itself. But it's not Divrei Kiddush, it's really Divrei Shevach. So the Divrei Shevach has to have to be when the Yom comes into existence, is real. So it's just as real Mibod Yom as it's going to be at nighttime. Because you have already called him Pesach, so the halacha ties it in, and so the Mibod Yom over there, there's no advantage to doing it to wait till Laila. If it weren't for Matzah and Mar Menachem Lefanecha, there'd be no advantage, because functionally, in order to make the day a great day, famous day, a renowned day, so you need the days, the presence of the day. So you have the presence of the day already, Mibod Yom. It's not Divrei Kiddush, it's the Bayom Ahu functions for Divrei Shevach. So for Divrei Shevach, as long as it's in, comes in, it's on the horizon, it's there, right in front of you, so then you have, that's the Bayom Ahu. So you don't read it, you don't read the Pasuk literally. Because you interpret the Pasuk according to the idea of the mitzvah, not according to the, it's not a specific Lashon Bayom Ahu on that day. It means when that day is real. So that's the Havmin of the Baal HaGadah.
So before Chatzos wouldn't be good.
Before Chatzos wouldn't be good. That's what it says in Mibod Yom. This is real every day also. As a matter of fact, that answers the question in the HaGadah, why the Baal HaGadah brings in the Achadreshu Ben Zoma. Because what's that got to do with Sibur Tzitz Mitzrayim? But the answer is because since Sibur Tzitz Mitzrayim is to make the Bayom Ahu remembered and special, that's the mitzvah. So the second mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim every day by Yom and Balayla is really based on that. If you wouldn't have the first mitzvah of the Bayom Ahu, you wouldn't have those mitzvahs too. So it's all part of Sipur. That's why it's all part of Sipur. It fits in more naturally. Why it's all part of Sipur. You know, why does Ram have the equation of the Zohar and Zohar? So the Zohar and Zohar is really a philosophical equation. See, the Rambam is convinced that's not an accident, the Zohar and Zohar. Because Zohar Yom HaShabbos is that God is the Borei Olam, Briyas Olam. And the Zohar Yom HaZeh is that the Olam is under his control. That the Olam is under his control. And those are the Yesod Yados. So those two Zohars are not coincidental.
Well, you're going to be happy with the Medrash then.
Really good. Let me hear.
It's a Medrash Rabo.
Okay, Medrash Rabo, how about you, God?
It says, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor. He zor li Yisrael, k'shem shebarasi es ha'olam, v'amarti lem Yisrael, lizkor es yom ha'shabbos, zecha l'mayis ha'breishis, shenem ha'zachar es yom ha'shabbos, kach ha'yu zochrim ha'nisim shasitzi lachem b'mitzrayim, V'zachru liyom sheyitzasam isham shenemar zachas yom hazeh sheyitzasam mimitzrayim.
Beautiful, beautiful. Boy, couldn't be better, huh? Now, what Avi's saying is like this, that in Parsha Samo, which is Parsha Samo Adam, so it says, Barishon Babosa Yom Lachodesh, Babosa Yom Lachodesh.
Bachodesh
Arishon Babosa Lachodesh Ben Arba and Pesach Lashem. Ben Arba and Pesach Lashem. So why does it start off over there? Because the answer is because the Bayomahu is already in existence. The Bayomahu is already in existence. The only thing is that Sipur, you need Matzah Mar Menachem Fanacha. But the Bayomahu really begins Mibod Yom. Really does begin Mibod Yom. So that's why it's a part of the Moed. The Moed already began, the Zman Moed began from Chatzos. Because the Bayomahu is a reality. The Bayomahu is a reality. Once the Bayomahu becomes a reality, that would explain why Pesach is, why you mark of Pesach on the Chatzos and Yudalid. And it's not just because of Yom. I mean, it's a convenience. Because really the Akrovas of Pesach is really, Akrovas of Pesach is a key in the Bayomahu. It's a key in the Bayomahu. The Akrovas of Pesach is a key in the Bayomahu. It's Malachim from Chatzos. And it's a Chometz from Chatzos. The Bayomahu really begins Mibod Yom. So what is that doing over here, you mean? So the answer is because that's a key in the Bayomahu. The Bayomahu really is the Chamishas Yom. And the Bayomahu really starts once you have once it's Mibod Yom already, so the Bayomahu is in existence. It's in existence. The only thing is Sipur you can't do because you need Matzah Menorah Menachem Fanecha. As a matter of fact, well, that's the answer. The answer is that really in terms of Sipur, it will be good Mibod Yom.
In terms of Shabbos.
In terms of the Yom, because it's Zman. Zman is ready there. But the only thing is you wouldn't be able to say Bavor Zeh. You wouldn't be able to say Bavor Zeh, that's the problem. But otherwise the Sipur will be good. Because in terms of the Bayomahu, it's fine. Because Mibod Yom is good. The day's approaching. It's a reality. It's approaching. So therefore you have the Bayomahu. The only thing is that what are you missing? You're missing the Maisa Sipur. The Maisa Sipur demands that you say Bavor Zeh. And that you can't do till El Chamish Asar. So it's not that the Sipur will be lacking completely because there's no Bayomahu. The Bayomahu is there. But the method of Sipur you wouldn't be able to accomplish. The method of Sipur demands that you must have Matzah Mar Menachem Ufanecha. All right, very good. That makes sense. That makes sense. That the specialness of the Efter Chatzos is not because the Korban Pesach, it's because Mibod Yom, because Bayomahu. And the Korban Pesach is really Nikrav, not as a practical thing. So it should be ready for Laila. But it's Nikrav on the Bayomahu. It's Nikrav on the Bayomahu. Yeah. Because see, the Baal HaGadah, I mean, that was a little bit forced with the Korban Pesach. Because the Baal HaGadah doesn't really say Korban Pesach. I mean, we said it because we won't tie it in. But the Mepharshim said it. But really, the plain pshat is Mibod Yom. Once it's Mibod Yom, then the Bayomahu is already present. Because it's approaching. It's Mibod Yom. It's here. I mean, you don't have to wait to be in the day. The day is already there when it's Mibod Yom. That's why it's called Mibod Yom. Mibod Yom means it's still day, but it's still Mibod Yom, but it's really approaching Leil Chamish Asar. Okay, but there's still some day left. It's Mibod Yom. But Mibod Yom is Mitzuruf to the next day. When it's Mibod Yom, it means that it's really the next day is here already. The only thing is that you still have a little bit of Yom to wait until it comes. So it's approaching. Once it's approaching, then the reality of the Yom is there. The halachic institution of Erev Shabbos. The whole halachic institution of Erev Shabbos is a Mibod Yom idea. That there is a concept of Erev Shabbos.
Isn't that covered by Yom?
Yeah, that's why. That's why, because the Yom is already on the horizon. The Yom is already right here. Yeah, but the point is you can't have, in other words, an Erev Shabbos is not just a practical thing. It's really covered a Yom because the day is arriving. And the process of arriving. It has a reality. Taisha Shabbos. Yeah, I know, but that's later. But I'm just saying that the whole day is a din of Erev Shabbos. That the person, that's why, for instance, you, what was Takanas Ezra? Was you shouldn't wash clothing Erev Shabbos. You know, Taisha Shabbos is at the end of the day, though. But we want to say Mibod Yom means the whole, Mibod Yom means the whole day as it's approaching. At least the second half of the day. I mean, all those halachas are not just based on the fact that you have a Korban Pesach, but it's based on the fact that it really, the Bayom Ahu is already there. So that's why these halachas are appropriate. It's not practical. It really is a concept of Zman, where the next day has arrived. And there's a reality the next day. You have an Erev Shabbos. That's why I've covered Shabbos and Erev Shabbos.
The Rebbe?
Yes.
That's the Rambam. Also look forward to the Mishnah of Erev Shabbos may cover Shah Shabbos?
Yes.
So they all ask on him, no, it's from Mincha Lamaila.
Right.
He had this idea.
That's right. You're right. That's the Rambam. The Rambam, which prayer is that? Lamed?
Lamed Halacha Dalet.
Yeah, the Issa L'Kvoa. That's right. That's good Raya. I mean, where did he get that idea from? If it's a practical thing, so it should only be Minamin Cholamayla.
Yeah.
But it's not a practical thing. It means the day has already arrived. Aslikvah Sudam Mishta Bar Shabbos when they covered Shabbos. Mutlach Alisha Sach Tefshach. Papa became the Kosh Minamin Cholamayla Sudak, they should concentrate on Mishav Lachal. So that's the second thing.
Right. That's why the Ravid asked
that's a saga. That's Ravid's saga. So the second thing is a practical thing. But the first thing is based upon the fact that once it's Erev Shabbos, the Yom HaShabbos is here. The Yom HaShabbos is here already. Its presence is already felt. Yeah, Mishta. Yeah, so Sudom Mishta is also Kol Hayom. Because the day is already here. The day already made its presence felt. So Sudom Mishta would be even Baboker. And don't tell me how you're going to have this Purim. But that wouldn't be a problem with Kavod Shabbos because you're not the Koveya. That's Kavur Me'atzma. But it would be a bizoyin for Shabbos to be Kaveh Sudo Mishta even in the morning. Because the day already, the presence of the day is felt the day before. I'll tell you what, it would fit in very well with what Ramesh Soloveitchik, his Torah. Because Ramesh Soloveitchik, Zechano Baruch, he said, he wanted to say that why is it it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Just as much as fasting on Yom Kippur. So he wanted to say, because really Yom Kippur is also chayiv in kibud v'oneg. But the only thing is you can't do it. So the kibud the oneg was put to the day before. So you mekayim the oneg. But according to us, it's very good. Because it means the day already, the presence of the day already is here. So the bayamahu is here. So since the presence of the day is here, so Chabdol Ango is also Shaykh even before. Because, of course, on Shabbos you can't do it, because on Shabbos you can do it on Shabbos itself. But when you can't do it, so then the fact that you can't do it on Yom Kippur itself, so therefore you can do it the day before. Therefore the day before is a Kiyum in the Yom Kippur. Well, you can do it on the day itself, so it's ridiculous to do it the day before. Wait for the day itself. But on Yom Kippur, since you can't, so the Erev Yom Kippur is really the Erev Yom Kippur already, the existence of Yom Kippur already is there. Yom Kippur exists. Yom Kippur is the presence of Yom Kippur is there. It's an interesting concept. Kiddush Chayiv Perek Beis Halacha Tes, that they saw it the night before, so they don't have to wait till the next day. Right. Then for the next day. Right, because the next day is already here. So this is what Hanukkah saying, that if it would have said Pesach Matzah Morah, it would imply that it's tied to the kiyum of Achilas HaPesach. Tzipur is tied somehow to Achilas HaPesach. Like you say Halal HaPesach, so you say Tzipur HaPesach. Because since Pesach is Kachim, so you could say that it would imply there's a special kiyum in the Pesach itself to be Mesapa Venison of Flores on the Pesach. Like you say, Halal Pesach. Because Pesach is Kachin. So that's why it says Matzah Mara is not Kachin. Matzah Mara is just mitzvahs. So the Bavur says related to mitzvahs, not related to kiyum of Akrovas the Pesach and Achilas the Pesach. That's very good. Because by kachim, you could say it's a loch in amir on the chefta. Like by halal ala pesach. You say halal ala pesach. So maybe you have to say nisim aflos ala pesach. Well, halal is nisim aflos. But it's a different, different surah. But the nisim sipur, nisim aflos is not ala pesach. It's a kiyum b'fnei atzmusa. But the only thing it needs mitzvahs in order to demonstrate the objective of the sipur. Or the objective of the gula. That's good. It's very good. That's very good. Because of the kiyum, since Pesach is a kiyum in carbon, it's kiyum carbon kachim, so you might think that that would be a wrong implication. That would be a wrong implication. That's a kiyum in the Pesach. Not a kiyum in the Pesach. You can't say it's a kiyum in the matzah mara. I mean, Ramban says, okay. But I mean, not like a kiyum in carbon Pesach. And Ram definitely didn't hold it. Okay. Yeah, you would think it's a kiyum in Pesach. It would be a total misrepresentation of the mitzvah, of Sipur. And then it would come out that Sipur B'zman HaZeh is only mid-Rabbanon for a kiyum in carbon Pesach. That's right. If she holds matzah, the Rabbanon holds it's the Sipur's the Rabbanon. That's right. That's right. So if you would have held it's a kiyum in the carbon Pesach, it'd definitely be only mid-Rabbanon. Okay. Yeah, okay. We want to answer Rabbi Man's question. He says that the Rambam by the Ben Chacham doesn't follow the Haggadah. Because in the Haggadah it says, Moed is Chukma Ashpar Shazil Shalom Kino Eschan. Va'afat Amalok Hilchas HaPesach. Okay? But the Rambam doesn't say anything about Hilchas HaPesach. He says, In Moed Ben Chacham, Haggadah Modiyah Masha'ir Olam Mitzrayim Nasa, the Nisim Shanasa Olam Adiyah Masha Rabbeinu. I call for that. What happened to all the halachas? After all, who's a bigger halacha than the Rama? And he doesn't even mention it. Right? That's a good question. But I'm basing it on a share I gave years ago. I think we said that the mitzvah sipur is a maisa ha-mitzvah of the nisim and flos, but it's really a kiyum in Kabbalah's Torah from one door to the next. And that's why the post says, Moha Eidus Vachukma Mishpatam Shashiv Hashem Lakenu Eschan. Vaf Atamalaki Hilchas HaPesach. So the whole Mesorah of Torah is given over on that night, but it has to be in the Hilchas HaPesach. It can't be in Nezikin, right. It has to be in Hilchas HaPesach. Because it has to emerge from the Mitzvah Salaila. The Matzah, the Morah, the Pesach. So it has to emerge from the Mitzvah Salaila. So since it must emerge from the mitzvah lailah, so it must be kehilchos ha-pesach. But there's really a kiyum in the Masorah. And since it's a kiyum in the Masorah, so the Rambam's just mentioning the maisa ha-mitzvah. But the kiyum is really a kiyum in the whole Masorah. So therefore, he really has to tell him that that's why hilchos ha-pesach is, in other words, the maisa ha-mitzvah is l'sapa benisa naflaos. But the kiyum is the mesira of kol ha-Torah kula, and you use it through the vehicle of the mitzvah salayla. So va'afat amalo ki hilchos ha-pesach. So the Rambam is just talking about the maisa mitzvah, but the kiyum is what the Baal HaGod is talking about. That's the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So that the Rambam does mention. The only time the Rambam does get into it is in Rabban Gamliel, Pesach Matzah Mar. There you see that he gets into the Hilchos HaPesach, in the Rabban Gamliel. I mean, basically, that's really the Rabban Gamliel. That's the Rabban Gamliel. That the plain shot in Rabban Gamliel. The kiyum and understanding the mitzvah salayla. So it's kosh lama, shtosh adroma, pesach le'asir chavasa, but really to do it fully, I mean, you have to be marach. I mean, there's no limit to it. That's the halach of Ram Gamliel. That's the Ram Gamliel halach. That's the kiyum and the mitzvah of the whole layla. That's really Ram Gamliel. The mitzvah salayla have to bring out all the Torah that's tied to it, the ideas that are tied to it. So Rav Gamliel gives the philosophical ideas, but really it includes the Eidus, the Chukim, the Mishpatim, and everything. The whole Kilchas HaPesach,
isn't that really brought out by Moshe Rabbeinu's answer in the Chumash itself?
Brought in the Chumash itself. I think I mentioned that in the Shir.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, the pasuk itself says that's the whole Masorah. You're right. The pasuk itself. Where's pasuk in?
It's in the Paschanan. Right before Shvi.
Open Pasha. That the Maisa Sipur is really on the Nisman Aflos, but the Kiyum is really the whole Masorah of Kol HaTarakol. And that's Bavur Zeh. The Yonel Alel Azeh Lechol B'Matzomar. That's the Bavur Zeh. That's the Kiyum of the Bavur Zeh. That's the system. In other words, this Pasuk Si Yisholcha Bin Cholemar. It's not going on Pesach. It's going in general. So the answer is, so you see that there's a chiyuv to tell him, but you say Hashem in Mitzrayim to give him over the whole thing, the whole Masorah. So this parsha really is on the mitzvah to give over your child the Masorah. But the fact that Bala Gada used this for the Leil Pesach shows you that the Leil Pesach is specifically as a kiyum of the Leil of the Masorah. That's the Raya. Because it took the Masorah and he put it into the Leil Pesach. So you see there's a kiyum in Leil Pesach of really giving over the whole Masorah. So that's why it's the Bein Chacham. The Maisa Mitzvah Yotze, L'sapa Nishman Aflos, that's the Maisa Mitzvah. Yotze the Maisa Mitzvah. But the real objective of the Maisa, the Maisa Mitzvah has an objective and a kiyum. And the objective is really to give over the whole Masorah of the lumdus and the ideas and the derech haTorah, the way of thinking, and the derech haTorah shebal peh. I mean, that's what really the answer to Ben Chacham is the whole derech haTorah shebal peh, and to differentiate between different systems, and they're structured differently. I mean, that's really what the Balagod is saying. So it means the Maisa Mitzvah Yotze, we just Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim Yotze the Maisa Mitzvah. But the Maisa Mitzvah has an objective, and the objective is to transfer to the next door the whole Masorah and the whole Derech HaLimud. So if you don't do that, I mean, you're not really fulfilling the objective of the Maisa. But the Maisa Mitzvah you did, but you didn't really do the Mitzvah B'Shleimusa, because the Mitzvah B'Shleimusa is looking for a further objective, and that further objective is really the whole Masorah. I mean, I guess you have to evaluate what each one needs for for what's necessary for them to gain out of the Pesach. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to teach the Ben Chacham Kol Torah Kula and neglect the Ben Tam and the Sheni Yedei Lashon the Rush. The Rush is also a mitzvah. That's an interesting thing to know. The Rush is a mitzvah. I mean, the Rush is also a mitzvah. I mean, what's the mitzvah by the Rush? The mitzvah isn't just to show them up. I mean, it shows you don't give up on the Rush. Because he's a Baal Bechira, and he could change. And you have to give him the opportunity to change. That's what you do. You have to present with an idea that you make him think. That's your chiyuv.
Well, the Rambam left him out.
The Rambam doesn't have Ben Rush. Oh, you really mean in the Yad?
Yeah.
But not in the Agada, right?
I got
that. Yeah. I guess he doesn't want to assume that Kate said, I'm Haya Habain cutting the Russia, Amalo. Yeah, that shows you. You don't have a hatred for the Russia. That's really what it's saying. You don't have a hatred for the Russia. The Russia is a phenomenon. He's a phenomenon that you have to try to help. You have to try to help him. You have to try to do what is most conducive for him seeing the truth. That's the attitude. So yeah, that's chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. Can I get a barbonim? He's chiyuv just as much in the Ben Rush as it is in the Ben Chacham. You can say it's chiyuv more in one than the other. Chiyuv the same way. Yet, why it doesn't say why you don't have metchila? Yeah. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim is really the essence. I mean, that's for sure. Metchila is Maschil B'Gnos Mosayim B'Shevach. But Yitzias Mitzrayim is really what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is Yitzias Mitzrayim, not Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is not. Everything starts in the Messiah. Start Bereish Balakim Shemayim V'Sar. No, it's not. You're right. That's right. But Yitzias Mitzrayim is the key. So that's why I said Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anoche Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. I mean, that's the foundation. Anoche Hashem Elokecha. And the Ramblin from Anoche Hashem Elokecha is the Yichud Hashem too. I mean, the first mitzvah is from Anochi. Of course, the Anochi. Who's the Anochi? So Anochi is the Matzah Rishon. Yesham Matzah Rishon. Anochi. That's the meaning of Anochi. So, okay, so that's it. You know, that it would seem that the question is, if you have a son that's a Talmud Chacham. So what do you do? You tell him over again, come on. And he knows it. He knows the sugya. He learned the sugya well. He knows it. You have nothing to tell him. So is there a mitzvah to avigata levencha? In other words, by sipur, you say, afilu kolon hachacham, kolon nevonim, kolon yodam satara. You still have to misafra, even in the basic elements. Avodam yinu far mitzvah. Everybody say that. I know it already, but you have to say it. But by the ben, that was our question. By the ben, would you say if he knows as much as you, or more than you? So is there a mitzvah in the sapper to tell him something? I mean, of course, you can come. Always come with something a person doesn't know. But let's say he didn't. I mean, that's really the right way. I mean, the right way is to prepare in advance and be modia. But it would seem from the Rambam no, that there's no mitzvah with regard to the ben if the ben knows. Because he says modio. He says modio mashi irolona b'mitzrayim. So modio means it has to be an informative communication. So if the ben really knows, there's no reason to tell the ben chacham avadam ayinu l'far b'mitzrayim. I mean, there's no reason to tell. But the only reason to do it is because of sipur. But it's not a din in the ben, it's a din in sipur. Sipur is different. Sipur is because that's the basic framework. So you go over the framework. Every time you go over the framework, you get new ideas. Okay? So the framework, you always go over in Sipur. Afilu kolon hachacham, kolon nevonim, kolon yodam satorah. Mitzvah lein l'saper v'tzis mitzrayim. Because the Sipur is basically the foundation. And then when you're misaper and you're involved, so the foundation always lends itself to investigation and to even speculation. I mean, different processes of the mind that attracts as a foundation. But Modia Labonim is to give him some information. So that halacha Modia Labonim, I mean, that halacha doesn't apply. If he knows it already, there's no mitzvah to be Modia. He knows it already. It's not Modia. One Mesaper is something else. But the Modia Labonim is only if you're telling him something new.
At the end of that halacha, the Rambam says again, "I call the fidei doshalbei."
Right, that's right. Right? I mean, it's another raya. I call the fidei doshalbei. That's right. That's a separate mitzvah to instruct him and to inform him. But that can only be done if you have more information than he does. We just mentioned Agav Orcha, that the characteristic of the Rambam, the way the Rambam describes the Seder, you know, the environment. The case of Mishana Machalik Lem Klaris Vagozim, give them candies, Vokma Shulchum Ilfneim, Kodim Sheyochlu, Chotfen Matzah Zemizeh, the Kiyotze Vidvar Melo. So we said that that the environment is unstructured, an unstructured environment. It really turns out it's the opposite of the way everybody does. Everybody sits down by the table, by the Seder, everything's all set up, and you know what I mean? It seems that the Rambam Seder was different. We have tinokos. We have kids. That it's wild. It's unstructured, because it should be in the environment that the child likes, and that's what a child likes. An adult likes to have a very structured environment. You know, they used to etiquette. Yeah, etiquette. Etiquette's for an adult. So an adult likes a nice table, everything set up. That's true. I mean, that's a lot of covered. A lot of covered. I mean, you should have nice kelim. It says that's true also. But for the kids, it's got to be according to what they like. Some kids don't like that. So see, that's exactly the quality that Rambam is really trying to bring out. That it should be wild. It should be like unstructured. So the kids are very happy. They like to run around. And, I mean, then they talk a little bit also. You explain to them, but meantime, they have candies, they're free. They should be in a, not exceptionally wild. I don't mean wild, I just mean unstructured. Now, they're free. An environment that the children like, that they're happy in, playing, playful environment. That's when you can't sit them down and expect them to just absorb it. But on the contrary, if they're happy in their environment the way they usually are, then you could converse with them. You could talk to them. You can catch their attention. But that's what the Rambam is describing. I mean, it would seem, what about Bas? It would seem Bas is definitely should be included, just like Bain. I mean, it's the Masorah. It's Mitzrayim. I mean, it doesn't make any sense not to include Bas. But the Rambam just says Ben, but the Gemara says Tinokos. Kedeshi Yishalu, Yiru Tinokos Vishalu. Mentions Tinokos many times. And Tinokos is really, is both. So, so apparently the mitzvah is for both, Ben and Bas. Apparently, that's what we conclude. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Yitzis Mitzrayim is not for girls. I mean, Talmud Torah, the Chovas Talmud Torah of the Masorah is Vishinantam of Anacha. But the Masorah of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yichud Hashem, I mean, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam and he controls the universe and everything in it, I mean, that's, you can't say it's only for Ben. It's not possible.
Isn't that Elo Bein Ishto Shalatha?
So that's the one say that when he says Bain, he means generically. And why do you say Ishto Sholoso? Because Ishto Sholoso, because it means, why not his friend? Because it should be informative. He's speaking about informative. So in those days, the women weren't so informed. So Ishto means she has less knowledge. Can't say that today. So today's the opposite. Ain't low Ben. But the Ram means Ishto means the, because the Ram always uses that Nashim Kalidas, and for instance the Rambam, what the Ram says about you shouldn't be Oved Meiro. So he says you only train Nashim and Ketanim, Nashim and Ketanim. So in general, the women weren't informed. So that's why it says Ishto. So Ein Lo Bein means he doesn't have anybody that's uninformed. So he goes to the next level, which is Ishto. Ishto represents uninformed. Gemara always says Tinokos. Gemara always says Tinokos. It's Mestaver. I mean, I can't see otherwise. But that's why Ein Lo Bein Ishto Sholosa. It doesn't mean to exclude the bus. That's why it says next. Ein lo isha sholin zezem. Anashtan alay lozer. Yes.
I just want to add one more thing. When I mentioned before, Hakola fi daito shobain, the reason why the Rambam mentioned the second time.
Yes.
The theory is talking about v'nisim shenasalon alay de Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right. Oh, we answered that though, yeah.
So that's an idea of already metaphysics. So maybe that's why he says Hakola fi daito shobain again.
That's a good point. I mean, he says Hakola fi daito shobain twice. The second time goes v'nisim shenasalon alay de Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a very deep idea. Like the Ibn Ezra says, that only Moshe Rabbeinu could do those nisim, because he needed a das, and not anybody could have done it. The metaphysical ideas, that's true. But we also answered the question that they say that you don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haggadah, and yet the Rambam says nisim shenasla de Moshe Rabbeinu. So it seems like a stira. But we said no, because the Haggadah you don't mention it because the only goal of Yisrael is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't mention a Bas of Adam. Can't mention Bas Adam, even Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's in the Haggadah, in the Arami Oved Avi, in the Parsha. The Parsha is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say not Hashem Elokeinu Misham. You don't say Hashem Elokeinu Moshe Rabbeinu Misham. It's only Hashem Elokeinu. So, and it'll be like Meshatev Shem Shemayim V'Dav Racha. But where the Rambam's talking about where you say the Dvarim She'iru and Dvarim She'hoyu, so you have to mention Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Dvarim She'iru and Dvarim. That's what happened. So when you're focusing on the Goel Yisrael, so then that's Arami Oved Avi. Vayir Mitzrayim and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to Klal Yisrael and the whole Sipra Maisa and the Nisan of Flows. So then there's no place for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it's Shvacha Shomakam. And Shvacha Shomakam is only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when you're talking about the Dvarim Shenasu and Dvarim Sheiru and Dvarim Shehoyu, so over there, how can you leave out Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, it's the main, you believe Paro in and Moshe Rabbeinu out? I mean, not possible. So there you definitely need to put it in. But that's the Sipra Maisa. The Sipra Maisa. But the Pasha Rami Ovidavi is different. That's our whole Sipra, basically, right? Except for that one pasuk.